Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Mem Gimel 343. Shin Mem Gimel, as we continue. In Parshas Bahar, today is the Isser of Ribis, says the Torah. If one of your brothers becomes poor and you have to lend him money, you have to strengthen him. Al tikach me'ito neshech v'sarbis. Do not take neshech and tarbis from him. Do not take neshech and tarbis. What is that? That's certain types of ribis. V'yareisam yalokecha, you shall fear Hashem. What does that mean? Rashi says, l'fisha daito shal adam nimshechas achor haribis. People are pulled after ribis. They think it's okay. V'kasha, is this stealing? No, he's giving it to me out of the goodness of his heart. He's lending me money, and I'm going to give it to him because he did me a favor. V'kasha lifrashimenu, umore la'atzmo heter b'shvel ma'osav shayi b'telos etzlo. I'm giving him money. Of course he should pay for it. Hutzrach lomer v'yareisam yalokecha. That's why you have this emphasis of v'yareisam yalokecha, to teach me that, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this is not how a family member acts, and to a Jew, it is usher to take ribis because he is a family member, but that's v'yareisa me'alokecha, the isser of taking ribis. Says the Chinuch, shelo lahavos beribis li Yisrael, an isser da'araisa to lend ribis to a Jew. We'll get non-Jew as a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam, whether that's a mitzvah or a heter. But either way, the Isser only applies to a Jew. Even though there are two verbs used in the Torah, it's not meant to be two Isurim. Right, they're both the same thing. Right, like the Chazal say in Bamitzian Daf Samach Aleph. Tosfos there at the beginning of his own Neshach points out the Torah talks sometimes in poetic fashion, and it will use synonyms, different words, just to have a beautiful pasuk. So that's why, even though it is the same isser, it says it in two different ways. If one violates ribis, these two isurim in our pasuk is really one isser. We'll get to multiple isurim, but the two phrases in our pasuk are one. It just repeats us for emphasis, as the chinuch continues. V'zeha inyan humashamarti l'mala. I've said this in the number of times in the past. Ki atora tichpol ha'asharos lefamim al mashachafit zakel la'archikano mi'enu harbei. The Torah will double the asharos in a case where the Torah wants you to stay very far away from what it is warning against. Charging interest, ribis, is one of those isurim. Like when people want to emphasize something, they will repeat it. So too, the Torah wants to emphasize it. That's why a number of times in the Torah, we have the isur of charging interest. The Rambam in Hilchos Malva Velovet points out that if somebody charges interest, they violate six averis, not just one. Six averis, says the Rambam. It's also to lend, and it's also to borrow with interest. The Isser is on both the Malva and the Lova. It's also to be involved at all. Witnesses in a loan. We have this Isser before. The sofer, the scribe that writes the shtar, everybody involved, a co-signer on a loan which charges interest. They are all included in the Isser of Lo Sisimun Alav Neshech. Cholamadta, said the Rambam, Shahamalve Beribis over Al Shisha Lavin. If somebody lends with interest, it's a quick six. Quick six averis. Lo Cielo Kenoshes, Kazwal Sidlo Meneshech, Marbis Lo Sidon Achlecha, Al Tikach Meito, six times in the Torah. And Lifne Iver, Lo Sidin Mechshol. By the way, the Love gets an averis, so the Malve is violating Lifne Iver. Six averis when one lends with interest. If somebody borrows, they violate two averis. That is the Rambam. But again, this is a very serious averis. It's so serious, even so, if you look in the Sefer, if you look in the Torah says in Kuf Samach, the beginning of Hilchos Ribis, the Torah says, Ma'od, ma'od, tsarich adam lihizaher be'isser ribis. It's only very few places where the Torah says, be very careful about this avera. Be very careful. I think it's six altogether. The Sma on Shulchan Aruch points out four of the places, but I think there's six altogether. Very few places he talks, says, ma'od, ma'od, be very careful. He says it by refuah on Shabbos, by chol sheyesh bo sakana. He says it by arayos. Right? All cases where I might be pulled the other way. Should I be Mechal Shabbos? I know the person's life's in danger, but I don't want to drive in a car. Ma'od, ma'od. No, be very careful. And Arayos, we have to be very careful. And Ribis, that's where he says it. Ma'od, ma'od. One has to be very careful when it comes to Ribis. Derech Agav, just to mention, before we get back to this Aveira, of course, Ribis, if somebody takes Ribis, they have to return it. They have to return it. It's connected to gezel, to stealing. If we have time, hopefully we'll talk about some of the lumdis behind that. But one has to return it. The Ramban counts a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa of returning interest money. A separate mitzvah asei. Number 17 of the mitzvahs that he says the Rambam forgot, mitzvah yud zayin, that the Rambam made it on, shenitz tavinu lahachzer haribis shalakachnu me'achenu. We are commanded to return the interest that we took from our brother. Why doesn't the Rambam count it? Most assume because he includes it in the Yisr, in the mitzvah of returning gezel. You have to return money that was stolen, you have to return money that was taken with interest. It's similar to stealing. But the Ramban counts it as a separate Yisr. Maybe telling us that ribis is something separate, conceptually, from gezel. But the Ramban continues, Tziva osanu lashivo lenosein afal pisha nasu labaraso nafsho. If you think about it, it's unusual. He gave it to me. He gave it to me. I have to return it. He gave it to me. He knew exactly what he was doing. Why do I have to return it? No, afal pikein, you have to return it. That's the halacha, because ribis is an iser d'oraisa. Okay, we continue now. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Misharshei HaMitzvah, Kasafti Basharas Arei Ve'edim Esover Shlo Yizasku. If you look earlier, I already discussed this mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim in Mitzvah Samaches. We discussed that very long ago, but the Isser there was, Shalo Nisaseg B'milves Ribis. There was a separate Isser of anyone being involved. Today's Isser is specifically the Isser on the Malveh. The Isser on the Malveh of lending with interest, and maybe possibly the Loveh, but the Chinuch earlier had the Isser, which includes everybody. Shlonis Mitzvah Samaches, we had it way back. Shlonis Asik B'Milvas Ribis Bein Aloveh V'Hamalveh Kolomer Shlonasa Lema Revus V'Lonod Leleim V'Lonichto B'Fneim. Right, this is a mitzvah that applies to everyone. The Sofer, the Arev, the Aid, everyone. But you don't get Malkus because it's able to be given back. But either way, that was earlier. But this Isser is on the specific parties involved. Okay, says the Rambam, look there for, says the Chinuch, look there for what I wrote in terms of the Shor Sheh Mitzvah. Hashem doesn't want you to take advantage of people. Somebody gives me money, and I have the chance to lend it to somebody, which is another Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa, to lend somebody money. I should give it to them, period. Should charge more to get back. What, I'm a balabayas on this money? Hashem gave it to me to hold on to for the for a certain amount of time, and if I choose to do a mitzvah with it, then fine, I have to do a mitzvah with it, but I cannot remove anything more than what I put into it. Therefore, it's an issa daraisa of ribis. The Sefer HaChinuch notes that there are three levels of ribis. Three levels of ribis. Ribis daraisa, ribis darabanan, and ribis, that's, it kind of looks bad, so you shouldn't do it. Also derabanan, but it's on a lower level. Says the Chinuch, Dini HaMitzvah, Kogon HaChilukim Shlomanu Zechonu Lavracha, Sha'amru, number one, Sheish Ribis Shuasim HaTorah, what the Gemara also calls Ribis Kitsutsa, set Ribis. What is Ribis Kitsutsa? That is any time that it's an actual loan. I give you money, and I charge you for the fact that you're holding on to my money. So when you give me back my money, I get more. That is ribis kitsutsa. That's ribis daraisa. That could also be I lend you the money and I get to live in your house for free without rent for a week, and then you give me back this money. So I doesn't have to be an actual money that's given back to me. It could be a benefit. Any benefit that I get after or before, possibly, we'll get to that, lending you money, that is ribis kitsutsa, specifically related to a loan. Then the next level down is v'yesh ribis shulamata mimenu v'asami d'rabanan. And then there's ribis that is in the second level down, that is issa d'rabanan, and that is avak ribis, literally the dust of ribis. Again, this is very complicated cases, the fifth parak of Maseches Bamitzvah, one of the more challenging prakim in all of Shas, talks all about the halachas of ribis. When is something ribis daraisa? When is it avak ribis, the dust of ribis? We'll give some examples of that too. V'yesh ribis acheres shulamata mishdei l'harishonim. And there's another ribis that's not even avak ribis. It's not ribis d'rabanan. But v'hu min adin mutter, really it should be mutter. L'fishu hu rachok harbe bin ribis v'asur min haTorah. Because it's really very far from the ribis daraisa. Ache in ligzer olav klal. We shouldn't even have any gzeira on it. But the chachanim said it looks bad. It looks bad. It could lead somebody to do ribis, so therefore they answered it as well. The Chazal saw how emphatic the Torah was against the Isser of ribis, and therefore the even things that are very far away, it wouldn't be in category 2 of avak ribis, but it's still going to be usser. Okay, as we said, he gives examples. Ribis usser dvar Torah is somebody who says, lend me money 100, and I'll give you back, 100 plus every day. I'll give you a pruta for every day that I have your money. That's ribis d'oraisa, or per month, or per anything, or halveni me'adinar b'me'ava esrim l'shana. 100 for 120, outright. Or somebody says, and I use something of yours. In the interim, that is ribis deoraisa. That is number one. Vedera klal amru, and that's what Chazal call it, kol agar natarei aser min haTorah. Anytime that somebody pays for having my money, doesn't matter how they pay, that is iser deoraisa. And the halacha is, as he quotes the Gemara in Bamitzia, ribis kitsutze yotze bedayanim. If Bezdin knows, when we have a Bezdin, we know that interest was taken, Bezdin forces the guy to pay back. You take it from him just like stealing. Even though the guy gave it to you, it doesn't matter. It must be returned. That is ribis d'oraisa. Ribis d'rabbanan are all the cases of ribis which aren't exactly, do not connect to a loan. Let's say you invest for me and there's a certain type of deal where I can't lose. I can't lose. Right? I'm going to get back my principal plus, and then the only issue is whether you're going to gain or not. There could be ribis issues there, because it kind of looks like ribis, because I'm not going to lose, I'm going to get back more, and you only, you know, you're taking a risk. So again, without getting into too many of the details of that he discusses here, but that also is connected to the issue of ribis. There's a couple of examples that that come up. If you want to look in the weekly halachic discussion, Rabbi Neustadt has a discussion of some of these halachos. The Gemara in Bava Tzia even says, giving the person a compliment for lending me money could be an issue of ribis. Somebody gives me, I lend somebody $100, they say, you are the best. You are so nice. The Gemara says that's a problem. It's avak ribis. He gave me something, not monetarily, but he gave me something. Right? And therefore, it is inappropriate to have somebody say that to me. That's what the Shulchan Yaradei and Kuf Samach in the second Chelek, that's where all this is discussed. If you look in Sif, Yud Aleph, I'm sorry, if you look in Sif, actually it's more discussed by the Achronim, but the Gemara talks about it, any type of expression, you know, is a problem. What about saying thank you? What about saying thank you? Is that all? It's a machlokas. Shlomo Zalman sort of says it's okay, while Rav Moshe is even against this. I once heard somebody once came to the Brisker Rav, right? So someone once came to the Brisker Rav, or the Brisker Rav, or one of the other Rabbanim, I don't remember who it was, and needed to borrow some money. And Rav Brisker Rav gave him money, and the guy said, thanks, thank you. So he says, you can't say thank you, it's ribbis, you're giving me more, back more. So he's like, okay. A month later, the guy came back to borrow money again. So he said, I didn't say a word. And the Brisker Rav says, why do you say thank you? He says, why did I say thank you? You told me a month ago that it's ribbis. He says, you should at least want to say thank you and not be able to say it because, you know, Derek Harris. You should at least, like, try and, like, you just have to hold back because the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. But you it shouldn't be just like, okay, I'm not going to say thank you. Because really, we should want to say thank you. It's a hakaras hatov. But either way, even just saying something extra. A borrower, says the Rabbi Neustadt, a borrower may not praise or bless a lender for lending him money or for extending a payment deadline. Some posts can be prohibited saying a simple thank you. That's Rav Moshe. While others allow a simple thank you. Again, every case has to be looked at differently. Not every case, depending how it's formulated, depending when it's done, that could be an issue. There's an interesting discussion in ribis, machlokas rishonim. What happens if you have a shtar that has ribis in it? Could the principal be collected? Reuven lent Shimon $100, 100 shkalim, and he gets back more. So could he collect the 100 at least? That is 2 days of the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Kuf Samach Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, Shtar Sheyesh Bo Ribis, Bein Shal Torah, Bein Shal Devrehem, Gove Es HaKeren Levado, you could only collect the principal. V'hu Sheyehe Nikar Shehu Ribis. As long as it's Nikar, what is the Ribis, and what is the principal? If it's all together, that he owes me 200, and I didn't specify what's the principal, what's the ribis, then the whole thing is gone. The whole thing cannot be collected, even the principal. So what's an example of it's separated? The Rama says, "Kigon shu mufurish bishtar haKaren bifnei atzmo." If the Karen is separated, "Oshlo yanechta bishtar raka Karen," or in the shtar is only the principal, and the Edim say that he also owes him the ribis. So in that case, you're going to collect the principal. But if it's all together, then the Malbe would even lose the principal. The Rama then quotes an amazing halacha: "V'chol mi shebal yado." If what happens if I find a shtar on the street, and I see it's a ribis shtar, Reuven lent Shimon 100, and Shimon has to pay back Reuven 120. You know what the Rama says? What do I do with that shtar? Yikra hashtar. You rip it up. Rip up the shtar. The chayshinon shem yikva bo ribis. Because if I give it back to whoever, I'm worried that they're going to collect with ribis. What's the chiddush of this case? There's a concept of lafrusha meisura. I have to try to prevent fellow Jews from doing averus. But what if it's going to cause him a monetary loss? Because if I rip this up, he can't even collect the principal anymore. Because I ripped this up, I don't want him to collect ribbis, but he can't even collect the principal. That's the chiddush of the Ramah. The Ramah says you do it. Ramah says even if, though there's going to be a loss, still it is the halacha that even though he cannot even collect the karen. The Rabbi Mishulchan Aruch adds on, avalam einu mafurish ela shekol hakarem haribis, if everything is one lump sum, einu gova bo afilu hakarin. Even the karen cannot be collected if it is all one lump sum. Lemaisa, a case of ribbis that they know people, it might be ribbis, but it might not, it comes up. What about neighbors? Neighbors borrowing things from each other. All right, things. You know, I borrow a dozen eggs. I borrow a dozen eggs, but I needed 10 eggs. So they give me 10 eggs. And then I buy a new dozen eggs, and I send over the whole dozen eggs to my neighbor. So I gave them two extra eggs. They lent me 10 eggs, I gave back 12 eggs. Is that ribbis? Is that at least ribbis? Avak ribbis? I gave back more than I was given. So if they're not people who know each other very well, and they're usually machpid on each other, and they would pay back tit for tat, so that could be a serious issue. The Shulchan Aruch, though, says, if it's the type of neighbors that they never focus on, like, what's given, what's not given, you take some sugar, I'll take some honey, and that. So we could assume that it's all viewed as a matana each time, and therefore it is not considered ribbis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samach Yud Zayin, Tamid HaChachamim Shehilvu Zedzeh, Dvarim Shal Ma'achal, V'nasan Lo Yeser Al Ma'ashalavim Imenu, Ar Chomesh, Harizem Mutter, Shehadavar Yadua, Shalo Nasan Lo Elam Matana. But it comes up also, let's say I borrow something from you, and when I pay back, I give you back that item, and it's worth more. It's worth more, whatever it is, a pound of sugar. Now it's worth $3 more. Three, whatever it is. So do I say, so is that ribbis or not? So the Gemara talks about those cases. But if it's neighbors who know each other very well and they always back and forth and back and forth, it could be that it's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah even discusses this. Where does the Mishnah Berurah discuss ribbis? So the Ramah in Arachayim, in Simon Kuf Ayin, the Ramah says, Lo Yomar Adam Lachadero, a person should not say to their friend, Bova Acholi Mi Mashehe Echaltani. No, come eat Shabbos lunch with me. You fed me last week, so I want to pay you back. I ate by you last week, so I want to pay you back. Come. You shouldn't say that. Because pay you back? So it's like this for that? So you might give him a better meal. You might have three desserts. So a person shouldn't say that formulation. What should you rather say? You could say, aval, you know what you could say? Hey, you ate me with me last week? I ate with you last week, you know, come eat with me this week. Come eat, come on, I invite you. Meaning not specifically connected and that I'm paying something. Mutter lomar lo bo va'achol imi ve'achol imcha b'pam acheres u'mutter lech limo acharkach afilu besudu yosa gadola. Just saying, you know what, you had us last week. Could we have you this week, please? You're not saying, I want to, right, feed you for what you fed me. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses. You know, one has to be very careful in terms of the lashon that is used. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah and in Arachayim and Siman Kuf Ayin. Again, ribbis is a huge topic. A little bit what the Minchas Chinuch, what the Chinuch discusses in the few paragraphs coming up is the sugya of asmachta. That connects to ribbis too. Asmachta, the principle where I commit to something based on an event that did not happen yet. That's asmachta. I commit, that's a gambling sugya. I commit to pay you based on what happens in the game. That's a gambling, that's an issur d'rabbanan, because we paskin asmachta lo kanya. Asmachta is not kone. So if I say, you know what, I'll pay you back 10, and you know what, if I don't pay you back by this date, I'll pay you back 20. So that's asmachta. I don't think I'm gonna miss the date. So that also is an Isser, probably an Isser Durabanan. But the Chinuch mentions that, discusses that in the context of Asmachta, again, a very large topic. One always has to be wary of three principles that are connected. Asmachta, the next paragraph the Chinuch talks about is Tanai. What's the difference between an Asmachta, like I just gave an example of, or of a Tanai? If it rains tomorrow, I'll buy this from you. If it doesn't rain, I won't buy it from you. So why isn't that Asmachta? But that's Tanai. There's conditions all over Shas. So he discusses what's the difference. Asmachta, he says, is only betores knas, where you're fining yourself, Right? Tanai is a condition, just about anything in the world you can make a condition on. The third topic that always has to be related to this, he does not mention, but also has to be related, and that is Breira, which we're not getting into now, but Tanai, Breira, and Asmachta are always connected. Continuing, again, there's a lot more to talk about. The Poskim discussed, as I said before, the connection to Gezel. Is Ribbis just a form of Gezel? But it's a fancy form of Gezel, or no, there's two different worlds. If you look in the Ritva, the Ritva at the beginning of Bava Metzia holds that no, this is not Gezel. This is your money that the Torah demands that you give back to your friend. V'tama dvarim, said the Ritva, Bava Metzia Samach Aleph. The Tvias Ribbis lo havye kishar Tvias begezel va'una'a. De isle al chavri shibun mamon. El chiv husha akasha, chiv akasiv, lahakser isa shabala. No, you have his money and Ribbis occurred? No, you have to give it back, but it's not specifically connected to the Avera that was done, because after all, he gave it to you willingly. He gave it to you willingly. What's not like stealing. It's not like, oh no, ripping somebody off without his knowledge. Here, he gave it to you willingly. So the Ritva says it can't be that there's a Shibud Mamon that he has against you. Right? A very different type of Chiyuv. Maybe that's why the Rabbi doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, but he includes it in others. Again, this is a big issue. Of course, Heter Iska is a topic in and of itself. You know, how do banks owned by Jews lend with interest? How does any type of organization and corporation lend with interest? So we have what's called the Heter Iska, which was made hundreds of years ago, which changed the relationship from lender to buyer to investor. Right, to investor with profit. Right, that is how it really works. It changes it to a partnership, and that of course is a concept or a banan that is discussed by many. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This takes us through Ona'a, and next we get into a couple of mitzvahs related to Avadim, related to different halachos of Avadim coming up, and then we head towards the end of Parshas Bahar. Okay, we'll stop here.